Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children. And by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education today.
Welcome. I'm Dr. Richard Tooley, and here with me today is Bonnie Keene and Melody Tunney. And you are?
First call.
Yes.
So, for our listening audience and me too, can you tell us a little bit about your history? What prompted you to move into the music arena and get involved in music as a ministry or as otherwise, as a way of doing life?
Well, all three of us have a different story about how God used music in our lives in various ways. But the three of us met doing studio work here in Nashville, singing backup vocals on commercials and jingles, and singing background vocals on other people's projects. We did not know each other until we were asked to sing together by some producers in town. We had been on the road with various, just not to go into all that, other acts, and decided to stay home and raise families. So we decided to pool all of our resources and contacts, because we were hired together a lot, and to market ourselves as full-time backup singers, and called ourselves First Call, because the first people called in Nashville for a session, whether you be an instrumentalist or a singer, it's referred to, I think, to the first call I'll use, blah, blah, blah. So we met and thought, well, First Call works for us, you know, to market ourselves as singers, and also we have a first calling to follow Christ, and so there's an underlying message for us in that. And then, much to our surprise, after deciding we weren't going to travel or ever record as an artist, God really did bring that into our lives in a big way. We've recorded, this is our 14th project,
and
over 25 years.
Since, right?
And we've traveled a lot. After saying we weren't going to travel, we ended up on the road together. So,
somebody's got a sense of humor in all this,
doesn't it? Yes, yep. Absolutely.
So as you have worked in this industry now, you know, starting off first as background singers, studio singers, that's an interesting role in itself. And actually, for all those folks out there who don't know it, a studio musician is an incredible musician.
Mm. Thank you.
So I'll say that now, and I don't care what anybody else, but it is. I mean, the truth is, you have to be an incredible musician to be able to succeed as a studio musician, just to start with.
Yeah. You know, the tape doesn't lie, that's for sure.
No, the tape doesn't
lie.
Yeah,
you have to have an ear, and you have to be able to. There's some really great vocalists that don't enjoy or can't translate that work into a studio setting. It's a different way of listening and blending, and the speed that you have to perform is a different level of intensity.
Yeah.
So, I mean, God is very gracious to all three of us to give us that skill and to have us meet in that way.
I mean, I think I understand a little bit what I'm talking about. You walk into a studio, they say, guess what you're doing today? You're behind that singer over there, and you look over there and say, huh? What are they doing? Here's your music. And they don't want to waste time while you learn it.
Right.
So you have to be able to read real quick, you have to be able to hear real quick, and you have to be able to make any adjustments real quick to what they
want.
That's true. And that's very fast. That's musicianship.
Yeah, thank you.
So you took that and you moved it into doing something as a group.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something clicked here because, you know, you might come in with one musician and everything and you're not going to walk away and say, we're together.
Yeah. No, something did click. When we first started working together, we, as Bonnie said, we didn't know each other. And for a couple of different sessions, producers would just call and say, I need a soprano, I need an alto, I need a tenor. And we were all gaining our own reputations. I mean, we were all just starting out. And a couple of producers put us together. And we came to the studio, hey, I'm Mel, I'm Bonnie, you know, met each other and began to sing and immediately had a sound and a blend. And you know, another part of being in the studio is learning how to blend. And if you've got a stronger voice, then you have to learn how to, you know, blend that in and not stick out. And if you've got a weaker voice, then you need to step up to the mic and get in there as well. And we had a very immediate blend. We're all really strong singers, and we're all strong sight readers, reading, you know, music and things like that. So after a couple of times of being in the studio together, the idea came that we would form a group to offer ourselves to producers and say, you know, if you want a certain sound and if you want three singers that are used to singing with each other, and the blend is immediate, you know, hire us. So we put together a little, yes, cassette tape of little pieces of things that we had done. And honestly, it was just such a God idea that we began to get so much work, and we just knew it was the Lord saying, this is my idea and I'm blessing it. And as Bonnie said, we had no intention of ever recording anything as a group and being an artist or any of those kind of things. We were very content doing what we were doing at home. And then Sandy Patty, we had sung on several of her projects, and she wanted to go on the road and for the first time take live musicians with her. And because we had sung on several of her projects, it was just sort of a natural to talk to us. And my husband actually was the musical director for her and keyboard player. And it just made sense. And all of a sudden, we found ourselves with this dilemma of, wait, we said we didn't want to do this, and then should we? And so really, after a lot of prayer and a lot of really seeking the Lord on, is this what you want for us? That began pretty much our career, if you will, of recording as an artist group. And then God began to open more and more doors. And so, you know, so now fast forward after 25 or whatever years, and God has taken all three of us in different places. Marty is on staff at a church in Washington, D.C., and I'm actually on a staff at a church here in Nashville, and Bonnie does events, women's events, and theater, and, you know, we all do all kinds of different things, but we've always loved to sing together. And so this project, Second Birth, you know, you can even tell in the title, it's First Call, Second Birth. And yeah, there's a tie-in with a song, but it's just for us an opportunity to get to sing together and just see what God has in store.
Yeah, we had a total flashback to the first time Mel approached me after a session. I think Keith Thomas had been producing, who was one of the producers that ended up working with us, and is brilliant. We have worked with so many brilliant producers, Michael Amardia and Greg Nelson, so many. And I was in awe of her because she's so lightning fast, spot on, accurate in the studio. And then Marty has this amazing voice, and she said something about, I think we ought to talk about working more together. And I was so excited because I was in awe of both of them. And then I'm thinking, too, we each three sound very different as soloists, very different, but we sound really interesting together. There's a real blend together that that's just a gift from God that He gave us to enjoy. And it's like she said, it's been such a joy to share that singing together all these years and to come back full circle to it again.
Well, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to find the end and the new beginning.
Here's Dr. Rose Gamblin with a Mind Matter Minute.
I'm often referred to as the absent-minded professor. I take it as a compliment because the term brings to mind a highly intelligent person. I like to ignore the rest of the comment that alludes to failing miserably to remember things in the realm of common sense. Does high IQ equal low common sense? Don't ask my husband, who the other day put together two handicap ramps while I was still figuring out the angles, ratios, areas, and writing a materials list. You see, God doesn't give all the gifts to one person, and we need to appreciate the differences. No two brains have the same cracks and crannies. Without you, it just wouldn't be the same. Your mind matters.
Mind Matter Minute is brought to you by MRG Media Ministry. For more information on topics about learning, go to mrgmediaministry.com That's mrgmediaministry.com.
You've been listening to Education Currents. Be sure and like us on our Education Currents Facebook page and consider joining MRG Media in this radio ministry. You can call us anytime at 301-824-3162. That's 301-824-3162. Or write to MRG Media at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. That's P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Richard Tooley, and I have here Bonnie Keene and Melody Tunney. And we've been talking about how you got into this music, because now you have a interesting title here, First Call, Second Birth. So as we look at that, you all had started as studio musicians, and you ended up with Sandy Patty as backup singers. Now you're moving from that, though. Did you move at that point, at some point there, and say, you know, we need to do our own thing? Or did you when the tours ended, did you say, well, let's, you know, this is kind of it, we're and go off into your separate ways?
You know, that's a really great question, because the answer would have to be that even what I would say today, we've never known what was going to happen next. But when we were invited to do Sandy's tour, the record offers that had been brought to us, we looked at more seriously, because we would have product to sell. So we recorded our, we had already done a Christmas project, a cappella Christmas project, not as a recording artist group, that was very well received. And when we did our first mainstream pop record, we thought, well, this makes sense to do this, so we will. And then we were nominated for a Grammy Award and Dove Awards, and we're like, oh no, what do we do? I mean, people like this. Oh, dear. And we would come home from the tours, and we would work full-time in the studio. We were like, oh, no, we won't give up that. It was, and the whole process was of God leading us through each next step. We really didn't have a plan. We didn't have, except to not do what we ended up doing. And you know, we toured with Amy Grant. We toured with BB and CeCe Winans. Then we began to be called to do our own concerts. And the more that we did, the more we saw God using the music. It was like the ministry began to take over for us, as this is something God is actually really using beyond the music. And so for a long time, we really just tried to handle doing both studio and traveling. And we had children and young children, and it became overwhelming. They were on the road with us. And then we really began to embrace the full-time calling to using our music as a career and a ministry. And about five projects into it, Mel and her husband felt called to start a ministry that they were looking at. So we've always been friends, but Mel left, and so we were cheering her on. She was cheering us on. We had another member of the group for 5 years. Then she left in the middle of a really difficult time for the group. And Marty and I toured as a duo for 5 years on a different label. And then we continued to do projects, and then Mel came back into the picture and said, you know, let's do some more dates together. So it's been an evolution over time of never knowing exactly what God was going to do, but he's always taken us into a place of bringing our voices back together. And so for us to do this project now, did we talk about the title yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can't remember. Sorry. Yeah, but I mean, for the second birth of this, you know, from where we started, it feels like an official stamp of, yes, we are going to sing together again for whatever, Lord, whatever it is that you want, you know, whether it's just for this project or if there's something that we're supposed to do after that, then we're open to it. We've learned to just think, to just go with the mystery of how it's come together in his grace.
So when you come back together, is it almost a deja vu? I mean, yeah, you remain friends, but you're off. But there's also, would there also be a kind of a, well, this isn't, we've been here before, And this is fun now. Mm-hmm. It's just, this is fun.
Yeah. I think when you have a history, even a few minutes ago, Bonnie and I were just walking around here and remembering funny times and funny memories and things that we've done. And you know, we really raised our children together. Our kids were all born around the same time, and we all celebrated that and held each other's children and have just walked through so much of life together that God has just always kept the friendship very tight and very strong. And I think even when I left years ago, as Bonnie said, everything, I mean, we were sad that it was happening, but we were, it was a healthy parting, and we loved each other through it and all of that. And the thing that I look back on so often is that it was very hard for me to leave, but I felt God was calling me to do it. And little did I know that God, you know, in his wisdom, knew this wasn't going to be the last time we'd sing together. I thought it was. We probably all thought it was. But God said, you know, for a time, yes. But now for us to be able to be singing together after all these years. And we've done, as Bonnie said, we've done some reunion concerts really over the last probably 10 years. And so we've kept in touch, and we've recorded another project called Rejoice back in 2007 that's all a cappella hymns. And so we did that. And so this was just, you know, kind of one of those life is too short, and you just go, why not do this?
You know, I think, too, even like maybe a year and a half ago, we had talked about the EP and started it, and then we were asked to sing for a DVD taping, a live stream called We Will Stand by CCM United. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but they're going to bring 33 artists in and do this event. Will you come and sing backup? Well, that'll be fun, because we sang a lot for these mm-hmm. artists in the beginning, and we had no idea. Yeah, and then when we got there, we'd actually worked on it, and when we actually got down to the day, couple of days of rehearsal, we really thought we were going to be at the back of the stage with the band off to the side, not on camera, not near anybody. And we walked in, and Mel goes, "They got us in the front of the stage." And we looked up there, and we were like right where we would just look over and see Amy and Sandy and Michael W. and Steve Green and all these people come on one after the other, and we would sing with them and have this experience again. It was a deep experience for the three of us of like, we really still have a voice here as a trio, even as a backup. Like, we need to finish this project and just mm-hmm. get it out there. There's just been another confirmation, like another little thing will happen like that mm-hmm. we didn't expect or see coming, that just keeps surprising us.
So when you put this one together, First Call, Second Birth, the music in it, how has time flavored your choices and your design of the music in this one?
Well, it's like a lot of all of our CDs have had eclectic music in terms of just not one pat, you know, kind of style, from R&B to kind of Manhattan Transfer to more inspirational to more rock and roll back in the day or whatever it is. And we wanted this one to be that way too, because that's really a picture of who we are. Part of that came, again, from singing in the studio, because we were called on to sing, you know, Southern gospel
whatever
and country and jingles and whatever. And so we actually were the Pound Puppies on the Pound Puppies Christmas project. We barked. They would literally say, "Okay, I need kind of like a French poodle here," and we had so much fun doing that.
So,
but that's a whole other.
Which one was the French poodle?
You know, I can't even remember.
It was a nightmare.
That's probably another interview, you know, for you to have. But so for this project, we wanted as well for it to be all mm-hmm. kinds of styles, because that's indicative to who we are. And and we took two songs that we've recorded in the past that have been sort of big songs for us, and we redid them. and, you know, did them more in the way, like you said, that we would hear them today. And we didn't change them all that much, but just updated them a little bit. And then we did some praise and worship on there because we felt like that was important, especially as, you know, we've all begun to lead worship in different events, and that's a big part of who we are. And so it's a real picture of our past and our present all together.
You know, it's kind of interesting. Time colors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're a performer, time colors what you do, because now who you were when you performed it originally isn't the same person you are now.
Right. Definitely.
So then it colors.
Well, hopefully we're more impacted by the message than we knew we could be now. You know.
Well, what you get now, I believe. Mm-hmm. Is the privilege of looking back.
Yes.
That's a really nice way to put it, yes.
Mm-hmm. And in that looking back, it's a whole lot clearer
gratitude
than it was when you're looking
that's
forward.
Very true.
Yes, very, very true.
And so then that's going to come through, you know. I'm a musician too, so I know that's going to come through in your performance.
Yes.
So as we come to an end of this, the song is First Call, Second Birth.
Mm-hmm.
And how can they get it? How can people get this? And also, you're talking about another CD that you're coming.
Yes, Rejoy.
Yes, we have a new website. That's firstcallmusic.com. That's just launched, and it will have updates about how to purchase the music on iTunes, or if you want to order, like if you're old school and you actually want the CD,
we'll
make
that
available.
Yes.
And as we see if there's interest for live events, what that looks like, or you know, some of the televised events that we've recorded. We also can be found on Facebook. We have a Facebook page that's First Call. It's under musician page. And it's been especially, I think part of the reason we finished this is watching the response we've had to the First Call page on Facebook, which, you know, you put up there because that's what everybody does right now. I'm thinking, you know, few people might remember who we were. And then we've heard from people all over the world who still listen to the music and love it, which is so humbling and so satisfying to know that it's still hitting people in even a new way. The first song on this EP is a recut of Osifuni Mungu, which Marty wrote, which is All Creatures of Our God and King in Swahili and English. And that one, that song in particular, we can continue to hear from people all over the world who've done dance or choral or school, something with a school with that song. How can they get a copy of the music? Or like, I don't know. But this is
you realize it's probably easier to tour now than it was when you were touring.
Because our children aren't being potty trained at the same
time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, you don't have, what do they call it, bus cabin fever?
Right.
Yes. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So I don't know. Are you planning a tour? Or are you?
We're open to whatever. We all three really have our own careers or ministries intact right now, but you know, obviously we're putting this out there with the hopes of being able to do some reunion concerts and sing together. So absolutely, we're totally up for that and just whatever God has.
Yeah, I remember thinking before the DVD was recorded that we had just done a big event in California that went so beautifully, and it was one of those really sweet nights. And I thought, I bet that's probably the last time we'll do this, you know? I mean, who knows when we'll do this again? And then all of a sudden the DVD taping happened, and it was like, oh, well, there's always something more.
Never say never.
Never say never.
God has ways of surprising
God
you.
Has great ways, yes, best ways.
Well, I want to appreciate you being here.
Thank
People
you for
can
having
go to your
us.
Website, right?
Yes.
And they can get
firstcallmusic.com.
Yes, firstcallmusic.com.
Yes.
And we're also looking forward to the second CD that's coming out.
Well,
also.
Yes, yes. Well, Rejoice.
Yeah, Rejoice.
Yeah, Rejoice is already out. It's an album of a cappella hymns. It is awesome.
But now that we have the website up, we'll be able to make that more available as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Richard, very much. Yes.
I have one thing left to say. That is, God bless.
You have been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word. mrgmediaministries.com.